Hello, hello,
Love
hello.
Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is April from Offer HR and Business Solutions. I want to welcome you to On the Air with Offer HR and Business Solutions. And so we are on the downside of 2018. We are in August. Happy August, everyone. Happy Talk About It Thursday, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I am April Halliburton, founder and CEO of Offer HR and Business Solutions, and I want to welcome you to the show. I hope you can hear me. So I assume you can hear me. It says my mic is on. I hope you can hear me. So listen, welcome to the show, everyone. This is August. It is my birthday month. So, yep, I turned the big 50 on the 7th. I want to thank everyone for your wonderful birthday wishes. Truly feel special, absolutely. And I thank everyone for those wishes. I've been getting wishes all the week, and I'm so excited. Everyone has really made my 50th feel very special. And I thank you for that from everyone. So we got some things going on this month. This month is we are believing, boosting, and building our employees. And so we are always committed to two different things here at Offer HR for our clients. And that is to be 100% compliant. And for you to have happy employees. So we focus on not only being compliant, but on the health of your organization. We believe that the HR is the heart of all organizations, regardless of the size. And so, we have three divisions. We now actually have a fourth division. We have our virtual human resource management division. We manage companies from 2 to 29 employees throughout the country. We're a virtual human resource management business partner and consulting firm. We also have our employment and recruiting division, where we are partnering individuals all across the country with Fortune 500 companies. And so we're always focusing on filling positions and getting the right fit for our clients. And we're excited about that. So we're working on some positions this week, which I'll tell you a little bit about that a little bit. Our third division is our call center. We have a call center division where we have remote customer service professionals that work for Fortune 500 companies such as Staples and Barnes & Noble and Walt Disney. We are always picking up those positions, filling those positions. And our newest division is our small business call center solutions, where we offer small business consulting or small business call center solutions for small businesses. And so that's our newest division. You can look on our website at allforhr.net. It's all, the number 4hr.net, and see the various industries that we service. And they vary. We have worked with nonprofit organizations. We have recently really partnered with some franchise organizations to help get their franchise, their companies in compliance. We also work with trucking companies and manufacturing companies as well. Folks, if you have not had the chance to, please be sure to follow us on Twitter at All4HR. We're on Facebook at All4HR and Business Solutions, LLC. LinkedIn, we have our All4HR and Business Solutions page, and we have a group is on LinkedIn as well. Instagram, follow us at All4HR, and Tumblr, All4HR. We also are at Pinterest, All4HR and Business Solutions, and on YouTube at All4HR. Oh, yeah, and Google Plus too, All4HR and Business Solutions. So I hope your day is off to a fantastic start. Ours certainly is. Again, this is my birthday month. So if anyone knows me, you know that I celebrate my month, my birthday the entire month. So yeah, that's what I do. That is exactly what I do. The whole month. I absolutely do. I believe in it, especially with me turning the big So tell one, if you want to call in for questions, folks, you can call in at 929-477-3185. If you have some questions, compliance questions, we are, again, working on building, believing, boosting, and building our employees. And so we've been talking about some compliance always, which is at the forefront, HR compliance, as well as the overall organizational health of your organization. So in the news today, we have some things going on here. I don't know if you read the news. We're talking about it, which I thought was really cute. Article that I read saying the craziest sacrifices workers will make for a 10% raise. You're going to love these, okay? And this article is actually under one of my favorite HR resources, HR Morning. And so take a listen to this. We're going to do a couple of them, and then we'll do a couple of them a little later. But so 88.6 people would stop watching Game of Thrones for life for a 10% increase. Y'all hear the crickets? I don't even know what Game of Thrones is. I wouldn't know what Game of Thrones if it fell on my head. So, okay. 73.4% people would give up all alcoholic beverages for the next 5 years. Again, crickets. Okay, one more. 55.9% of people would work an extra 10 hours per week for life, even though that probably takes the raise directly out the question, at the equation, absolutely. So 55.9% of people would work an extra 10 hours a week for life. Once again, crickets. Absolutely, folks, absolutely. So happy Talk About It Thursday, everyone. We're talking about strategies and tips and information to help you focus on a more productive workforce. and a more, and even more importantly, more compliant workforce. And so we've been focused on that all week. As we've started our month off, we have so much going on. If you haven't had a chance, be sure to go to our website at allforhr.net and sign up for our newsletter. I'm sorry. I've been working on a lot of projects, folks. So I'm burning a bit light oil, as my mom used to say. So we've been working on various compliance issues. We are always working to keep you compliant. We want to know what issues you have in your workplace that you have that you are facing in your organization. If you have not also had a chance to, we have a Facebook group. I want you to run on over there. Offer HR Business Solutions LLC and join our Facebook group. We have a wonderful Facebook group, and we're growing. Growing. And we're excited about that. So if you have not had a chance to go on over there to Offer HR and Business Solutions and join the Facebook group. We also have Facebook Live every Tuesday, which is also another opportunity for you to ask HR questions, right? And so in our group, the Facebook group, we encourage small business owners to join the small businesses that do not have a HR department. We're there to be your additional HR resource. So one of we talked about the 15 crazies. I thought this was really funny. The 15 crazies things people do for a 10% raise. I thought those were hilarious. Hope you found those hilarious as well. So what do we have going on in the news? So, we are again celebrating my birthday all month. And so, how many feel free to call in, adopt new policy changes in your workplace? You know, we're always adopting new policies and procedures. And hopefully by now you've gotten your employee handbook updated for the year. If you have not, be sure to drop us an email so we can get that done for you. And so a lot of times companies put in, you know, you have to change policies as time things go on, as times change. Policies are evolving, they're changing. And so you have to make sure that you are staying abreast of those changes and implementing those changes directly into your workplace when they come about. And that's not always the easiest thing to do. Okay, it's not always easy to do. So some things you can focus on doing when you are updating your policies in your handbook or in your manuals is to make sure that you, when you implement changes, make sure you bring them about in a, I would say in a seminar forum, to bring those changes to the forefront, in the, so they're in the front of your employees' minds. It's very important. A lot of some companies put those in the. I've seen where some companies will do like a company-wide email addressing the change. You should also make sure that you are sharing with, disclosing with your employees the reason for the change. Okay, don't just make the change, but let them know the reason why the change is necessary. That all absolutely helps a lot with the adaption to new employees, new policies, is when employees know the reason for the whatever the change is. So so you want them to know not only what the change is, but why the change is necessary. Even if they are upset about the change, it helps, again, with the adaption and the adherence to the new policy if they know why. Okay? Make sure you express to them how that change is going to benefit them. That also helps with the adaption or adapting or adherence to new policies and policy changes, is to explain to them how this is going to benefit you. So you may implement key cards. You may have always just had locked doors. So now you have went through an additional a measure of security in your company by adding key cards. So you want to explain to them what the change is and the reason for the change, you know, perhaps to make sure, make it easier for employees to get in the door as opposed to going to the door and the locked door and waiting on someone to open it up or buzz them in. So the additional security measure is to get them into the building quicker and easier. So those are ways to actually make it a little easy. You know, change is never hard, never easy. And finally, folks, make sure you are asking for feedback when you implement new policies or update them or change them. The feedback gives your employees a sense of being a part of the change. And while they may have some opinions or different opinions about the changes, whether it's good or bad, you want them to be able to express them and be open to what they say. Now, you may not necessarily make the changes, but you want to, you know, thank them for sharing their feedback and letting them know that their feedback is definitely encouraged and very important. Employee feedback will help the process go more smoothly, absolutely. And again, your employees, when they're encouraged to give feedback, that will make them feel more respected, valued, and make them feel more a part of the process. Okay, how does that sound? That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. I think it sounds pretty good. So we're talking about some ways to make things a little easier when you're implementing, because you're always implementing policies. are updating policies, absolutely. And so, and it's very important to make your employees be a part of the change that you are seeing, or the a part of the vision that you have for your organization. Policies and procedures are a very important part of that vision, because they provide guidelines for employees and for the foundation of your company, right? How your company is growing, how your employees are evolving, and how you're achieving the goals that you want in your organization that are all a part of your vision, right? So, I'm going to give you three more of the sacrifices. We talked about the first three, which were really funny. And so, really quickly, 53.6% people would give up all social media for 5 years for a 10% raise. I don't know about that one. 53, I don't know. I think that number is a little high. I don't think that many people can give up social media for 5 years. 50.7% of people would give up watching movies for the next 3 years. I think with me, I don't go to movies that much anyway. Now, if we're talking about TNT movies, that might be a problem. Or, right, or Escape. yep. Okay, and then a third one is 50.4% of people would work one day every weekend for the next year. 50.4% would work one day every weekend for the next year. That's probably going to be more than that raise, 10% raise, if you're working one day out the weekend. Oh my! So, folks, don't forget, this is my birthday month. Don't forget to go and sign up for our newsletter. And we have Tuesday 7 to 8 is our Facebook Live. You can come and ask a question. Go ahead and join our group. And that's a great way to talk to other like-minded business owners. Like-minded business owners. We also have our Freedom Friday HR question. And that's when you go to our blog and you go on the Freedom Friday HR question, and you can submit a question. And if your question is selected, guess what? You'll win a free gift. Absolutely. And you can ask any question. It doesn't have to be a question that's related to the topic of the month. It can be any HR question, okay? It has to be an HR question, though. No questions about, you know, what kind of vitamins you should take or anything like that. It has to be HR related, though, okay? So don't forget to... if you have not signed up to follow us on Twitter, on All for HR, Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions, LinkedIn, All for HR and Business Solutions, and we're on Instagram at All for HR, Tumblr, All for HR, YouTube, All for HR and Business Solutions, and Pinterest, All for HR. Yep. So we're not that hard to find, folks. We are also, we have the special for, in honor of my 50th birthday, that's me, turned 50, We're having a special, and our special is we're offering 50% off the first month subscription when you sign up with Offer HR and Business Solutions for our HR compliance solutions. The handbook is 50% off, and our recruiting services are 50% off. So I'm just throwing those 50s all around, right? We're certainly glad to have you here on the show with us today. I'm really enjoying you, enjoying my birthday month and all the blessings that everyone has shared with me. And I really feel blessed to be 50 and to be in the space that I am in. And I'm looking forward to a great ladder 2018. Absolutely. So, again, we've been talking about we're talking about compliance, HR compliance. And we're talking about the organizational, the health of your organization. When we say health, we're talking about how your employees are in your workplace. This morning we had a very interesting conversation, and we were talking about the employee, the EAP, Employee Assistance Program. And so that's a great way, if you have not visited that, EAP, be sure to look into them. If you have any questions, you want some suggestions, be sure to drop me an email. I need to stop it. And so employee assistance programs are designed to help with identifying identify resolutions for productivity problems in your workplace with your employees. And so it focuses on personal problems, substance abuse, or other problems that involve family, marriage, emotional, behavioral, problems. That negatively affect and cause a reduction in employees' productivity. A lot of times, in some cases, having an EAP in place can actually be a huge deterrent to an employee, resulting to substance abuse actions or activities because they're offered the EAP services to help reduce the problems. Again, the problems can be abuse. They can be marital, legal. It could be it could be a host of things, folks. You know that. And so the EAPs are actually maximize the health and the efficiency of your organization. You'd be surprised. People are, we don't know the things that our coworkers or our employees are going through outside of the company, but once the problems become known, it's up to you as an employer to do what you can to help that employee to resolve those issues so that they are working more productively in the workplace. That sometimes, those seeing someone going through suffering from, say, depression or substance abuse, those issues, if they're not resolved, they can very quickly, as you know, get out of hand. And very, very quickly, they can get out of hand, which would be a whole nother issue. Okay. So with EAPs, the employees not only take a stake in their own well-being, but the well-being of the organization for being, you know, a resourceful, a resource to help them get help. A lot of times employees spend more time in the almost as much time at work as they do at home. So, of course, if there are some issues there, they can definitely affect the, if there are issues at home, they can negatively impact your job, or if they work, they can negatively affect the home. It might be, you know, you're just not worried about the getting the job done, but on the actual health and well-being of our wonderful employees, right? So some employers can pay for EAP services for a maximum quantity of sessions for a given situation. EAPs can refer employees for special counseling or treatment. Some may be covered by the insurance and some may not. And so, you know, when a company considers employee assistance programs, they should, of course, evaluate their financial factors and the success of the programs, as well as the number of times an employee is, you know, is going to attend certain sessions. There are some companies that actually have their EAPs internally, and they're administered by employees depending on what it is, the nature of the problem is. And a lot of employees contract outside of the organization for assistance. They're usually short-term. And so, in any event, they are very helpful, and it is, again, a way to assist in the health and well-being of your employees. If you have some questions about employee assistance programs, give me a call at 929-477-3185. That's 929-477-3185. Absolutely. Okay. So, you know, it's definitely something something to put in your forefront if you are, again, you're in making sure that you, when you're talking about employee assistance programs, make sure a very important aspect of EAPs is to make sure that your managers are trained, that you do training with them, because a lot of times the managers are going to, they are the first ones to detect there's a problem. Right, so you want to make sure that they're trained and you have a process in actual program in place to help with your managers detect and then show them about the importance of documenting the behavior or whatever it may be, and documenting it each and every time so as to put the necessary help in place for the company, because you want to make sure you're guarding your keeping your employees safe, your employees safe as well. Okay, and so there are three referral types of referrals for employee assistance programs. Self-referral, and that's when someone actually contacts a provider themselves. There's also informal referrals. And that's when a supervisor or a coworker or a family member or a community professional refers an individual to use the services of an employee assistance program. And then there's the formal referral, which is the performance, you know, that has to do with how an employee is performing in the workplace because of whatever issue they're dealing with, whether it's from home or from the problems from home, whether it's substance abuse. But when a formal referral is done, that's when the employee is actually referred and it's actually mandatory that they attend and successfully complete a employee assistance program in order to keep their job. Okay. So again, if you have questions, you can call us at 929-477-3185. If you have some questions on employee assistance programs, or if you have any questions, give me a call, give us a call. We'd love to chat with you online about whatever HR questions or compliance questions or challenges you may be facing in your business. And so the EAPs, Employee Assistance Programs, are they're confidential and they're conducted by professionals. Keep in mind there's not to use stereotypes or judgments when dealing with employees that may need EAP services. Often an employee referred to the EAP are considered as troublemakers, but they're not. They're simply individuals that, as all of us do, one time or another, are going through a difficult time. Right? So we're all in this together. We should be able to work and help each other. Again, the services are confidential. Okay. All righty. So, three more. three more. Here we go. Three more. 15 crazes is three more of the 50 and craziest workers will make up 15 crazy sacrifices. Workers will make for 10% raise. Okay, you ready? Here we go. 47.7% people would give up all caffeinated products for the next 2 years. Right. Not if you're a true caffeine person, right? A caffeine lover. 43.9% would give up exercise for the next 5 years. I'm hearing crickets, folks. I'm hearing crickets. And 34.9% would give up the right vote. Give up the right to vote in all elections for life. I don't know about that one. Okay. So that's three more. Okay. So I want to know what is challenges you have or what questions you have. We actually have we did it in last month where I'm sure you've seen it where the picture is going around and says, when is the last time you had a heart-to-heart about your HR? And so we're carrying that over. I've got to get some sleep, folks. I got to get some sleep. And so we're doing this month, we're doing a 1 hour where you can sign up for a 1 hour. It's a free 1 hour Ignite Your HR Strategy session. And so we're doing that. All month where you can schedule a free 1 hour. Ignite your HR energy, ignite your HR strategy session. And so we're really excited about that. I'm looking forward to it. I've had a great response. I love being able to help small businesses when, you know, they may feel overwhelmed with the task of trying to stay compliant, trying to hire, trying to fire, and, you know, all the different tasks and duties that come along with that, with the position, with the lovely journey of you know, comes along with the journey, the HR journey, especially as being a small business owner. You're focusing on trying to add talent and keep your clients happy. And so that's what we like to do here. If you have not, again, had a chance, make sure you follow us on Twitter at All for HR. Don't forget, submit a Freedom Friday question. Today is Thursday, so you still got time. You still have time. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You absolutely still have time to submit your Freedom Friday HR question. And you will get your, you'll get a free gift. Make sure you submit your questions. It's on the blog, on our blog, offerhr.net /blog. There are many blogs on there, but you want the Freedom Friday HR question. And since we're talking about building our employees, we are, again, on the downside. So the focus this month is kind of to, while focusing on compliance issues, but also working on reviving our employees, you know, because it's like, oh, God, it's August. You know, people in a minute are going to be going like, oh, yeah, it's time to wind down for Christmas. But no, it's not, folks. It's time to rev up for 2019, right? Like, shut your mouth, April. But absolutely. So, again, we're talking about, that's what we're talking about this month is on reviving, replenishing, and rebuilding our employees. And so some ways to shift your employees from a burnout is to make sure you are talking about health and wellness programs, have those in your business. Even if you're a small business, it doesn't take a lot. Make sure you're encouraging weekends and vacation days. Okay, we're not, make sure you are encouraging weekends and vacation days. That's very important. 30% people claim that they consistently work weekends, and only 43% of people use their vacation days. Yeah, that's not me. That wasn't even me. Although, as a business owner, I work a lot more than I did when I was working in corporate. But absolutely. You can start a health and wellness program. Yep, start a health and wellness program. That's a great way to build camaraderie in your business, as well as keep the focus on the health and wellness, a healthy workforce. Also, show appreciation for your employees in big and small ways. You don't have to always do something really big. It's nice to do something big, but, you know, you may not have the time or whatever to do something really big. A lot of times, a simple gift card, a simple hello, or, you know what, I brought you coffee in because I wanted to thank you so much for helping me on this project. You know, just little things to show your employees how much you you value them. You know, how much you mean to them, how much they mean to you. Is very, very important. It means a lot. It absolutely does mean a lot. We are winding down our show. Still got time for a call. You can call it at 929-477-3185. And join the show and ask a question about HR compliance. about employee assistance program, about about how your day is going, or whatever your question is, you are welcome to call. We still got a few minutes for you to call in. So we've been talking about things to improve and to boost and build our employees. Okay, so that's where we are this month so far. We're just getting started good. I'm feeling great about the month, feeling great about the rest of the year. You can tell because I'm sleepy. I've been, like I said, we've been working on some projects that we're pushing out. We, again, started our new call center this on the 7th, and we're excited about that, the Small Business Call Center Solutions. But, again, you still have time to call in, folks, with a quick question. Notice I said quick this time. And if you have an idea for a topic to discuss on the air, be sure to email us at allforhr@allforhr.net. Or how about you stop by for our Tuesday night, Tuesday night live. You'll really, truly enjoy it. I'm telling you, if Facebook Live, the turnout, we're getting a better turnout, and we're really excited about it. Looking forward to growing the Facebook group. Again, be sure our newsletter is coming back out again tomorrow. We started on the 1st, and then we go in every 15 days, I think it is. So we got some juicy stuff in there, and we talked about our special, 50% off, our new call center division, and yep. So tell me, folks, I've enjoyed you here on the air with All for HR Biz. We're here every Thursday, talk about it Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30. We do Facebook Live on Tuesday nights, 7 to 8. You can also ask questions on what HR questions you have. You can ask on live chat. Yep, all you have to do is you go on our website, and there's a little telephone that says talk, let's talk, and you click on there, and guess what? Somebody will talk to you right there. Answer your question right there. Yep. We do that for you. So, folks, it's been fantastic. I enjoy all of you. I want to see you on Facebook Live, and I'm looking for your questions for tomorrow, okay? We're going to answer Freedom Fighting HR question in the morning. So I'm looking for your questions. Go to allforhr.net/blog. There's a ton of blogs there, but you want the Freedom Friday HR question blog. And all you have to do is pop a question down there in the comment section. And we'll pick your question. Who's ever picked or question is picked or selected, they will receive a free gift from Offer HR Business Solutions. How cool is that? So, again, we're circulated the our leaflet going around saying, when is the last time you had a heart-to-heart conversation about your HR? And it is a free 1 hour, it's called Ignite Your HR Strategy Session. And you are really can really talk to, you know, talk to me or talk to someone here about what challenges you are having in your small business. We don't want you to be stressed out or anything like that. We want to make it so that you're not stressing out about hiring the right employees, about implementing the correct changes in your workplace, whether it's with regard to your onboarding, whether it's with regard to your record keeping or progressive discipline, whatever the challenge may be, we want to know so that we can help you with that. Folks, it's been wonderful. As always, I love it, love it, love it. Happy Talk About It Thursday. This is my birthday. I turned 50. So thank you, everyone, again for the wonderful, all of the wonderful birthday wishes. And be sure to follow us on Twitter. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at All for HR, on Instagram at All for HR, LinkedIn All for HR and Business Solutions. Facebook group is on All for HR and Business Solutions, and Tumblr is All for HR. Pinterest is All for HR and Business Solutions. And YouTube is All for HR. And so we want to see you on Tuesday for our Facebook Live. It'll be fun, 7 to 8 o'clock. So we're excited about that. And then tomorrow, you still have time to get your question in, your Freedom Friday HR question. They are absolutely wonderful. Folks, thank you for joining us here on All for HR Biz. I am April Halliburton, founder and CEO of All for HR and Business Solutions. I, as always, enjoy every one of you. I look forward to seeing you again next Thursday. We're here every Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30. Have a great HR day, and happy Talk About It Thursday. Until next time, folks.